It's Monday of the first week of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. For our audio pilgrimage to the Roman stations, today we collect at the Collect Church, Saints Cosmas and Damian at the Roman Forum, built into the ancient halls of the Temple of Romulus, and then proceed to St. Peter in Chains on the Oppian Hill. 16 centuries ago, this area housed the imperial prefecture, where many Christians were condemned. The original church, erected in 431 under Pope Celestine I, dedicated to Peter and Paul, was later restored by Pope Leo I. Tradition holds that the chains which bound Peter in Jerusalem were given to the Empress Eudoxia, and then to Leo, who placed them here for veneration. The church also houses relics of the Maccabees and Michelangelo's Moses, carved for the tomb of Pope Julius II. In the older Roman Mass, the texts reflect imprisonment, recalling Christ's prophecy that Peter would be bound and led where he did not wish to go, fulfilled in Rome, where he was chained, taken to the Vatican Hill, and crucified upside down. Chains thus also symbolize the Petrine vocation along with keys. The first reading, the Vetus Ordo, today is from the prophet Ezekiel, who describes the Lord as the shepherd who pastors his flock beside running waters, seeks out the strayed, binds up the injured, and strengthens the weak. That serene pastoral image is rendered in the absidal mosaics of Rome, where Christ stands amid verdant fields, rivers flowing at his feet, sheep gathered close by. The iconography is theology in glass and stone. Dominion exercised as care, authority expressed as solicitude. Yet Ezekiel also speaks of judgment among the flocks between the sheep and the goats. The gospel sharpens the image. The good shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. His care does not nullify discernment, it presupposes it. We hold these readings in mind while standing spiritually at St. Peter in Chains, where the chains of Peter are preserved. The shepherd once sought out his chief apostle in prison and freed him, so that Peter might continue to tend Christ's flock. Later, that same apostle would be bound again and led to martyrdom in Rome. Deliverance does not mean exemption from suffering. The image of the shepherd is not just sentimentality. It carries a great deal of weight. To belong to Christ's flock is to be known, judged, rescued, if necessary, sometimes bound, for his sake. Christian discipleship unfolds in concrete acts of fidelity under the gaze of the shepherd who both saves and separates. From the Church's Year of Grace, by Pius Parsh. If Lent is the Church's annual retreat, then the lessons are the conferences. If Lent should effect a renewal of our whole inner life, then the lessons present the Church's teaching and admonition on how we must reform and improve our conduct. Therefore, we must ask ourselves daily, what does the Church intend to teach us today? In ancient times, the catechumens were prepared for baptism during Lent. Today's Mass may be regarded as their first day at the School of Divine Service, one in which teacher and pupils meet each other, a meeting mainly in terms of the parable of the Good Shepherd and his sheep. Imagine yourself among the catechumens and feel yourself a lamb in the presence of the Good Shepherd. Hardly any other figure was as popular in ancient Christianity. It was seen in the catacombs, it shone from the apse of basilicas, it was found even on tombstones. Some representations show the shepherd carrying the sheep on his shoulders. In others, the sheep are hurrying to him, or the shepherd is feeding and caressing them. Today's Mass is dominated by this Good Shepherd motif. The Mass aims to make catechumens, penitents, and faithful rely wholly upon Christ, the Good Shepherd, and to trust themselves without reserve to his guidance. Let us note how beautifully this mutual goodwill, this knowing one another, is expressed by dramatic dialogue in the various parts of today's Mass.